stock picks this evening. David, what are you looking at the moment?
I'm going for Estee Lauder, and I'll tell you why. I'm reading the book by Leonard Lauder, which has just come out a week, and it's about the vanity of women, which is just quite astounding.
True, David. Dangerous ground, yeah, my son.
And I love it.
Dangerous ground, yeah. What are all your lady friends going to say on Friday?
Why I say that is because whenever we look at clicks and we talk about the beauty in difficult times, you know, that lipstick index, this is the man who created the lipstick index. And it's a fascinating book about the development of the cosmetic industry and how women were taken in by, you know, by the need, by even in bad times, particularly during the slump. So I'm saying, whether I'm politically correct or not, I think it's a great company, as is L'Oreal and other businesses in that area.
Well,
but it's all around women, you know, wanting to look pretty.
Yeah, well, look, I have to say, you know, in defense of my sex, that there are plenty of men who spend a lot of time preening and primping themselves. And I'm not sure if I should say either of you.
Shapira might be going to the male grooming parlor there. But definitively, I've never gone to one.
So, David's eaten up all your time for a stock pick, Wayne, very quickly.
No. It's always nice to see what Shapiro's up to there. I mean, he might be in a Twitter storm there when we sign off, yeah, because of his sexist comments. But I'm going a lot more conservative, going for the deep, deep, deep value shares, Growth Point Properties, or another listed property in South Africa. You want to make money on a 2 to 3 year basis, more than likely not a bad place to go.
Okay, James, we'll leave it there. David, Wayne, thanks for joining us this evening. David Shapiro from Sasfin Securities, Wayne McCurry from F&B Wealth and Investments, Alicia, we'll be back tomorrow night. Have a good evening.